Page 62. Unit 6. Into the Future. Lesson A. The Future of Money. 1. Grammar in Context. B. Listen to four students' comments from a class discussion. What different ways of paying for things do the students mention?
So, imagine the headline 20 years from now. Only one day left to turn in your old coins and bills. Is this really going to happen? And if it does, what will it be like, do you think, to have a cashless society?
Amanda.
Well, I mean, most people don't carry much cash now. I mostly use my debit card, and for bigger things, I use a credit card. So I think people are going to be using a lot less cash in the future. And in 20 years, we'll probably be doing all our shopping online, so there may not be a need for cash then.
Oliver.
But if we only use credit cards, then what are kids going to do? Will they have to carry prepaid debit cards? It just seems unlikely to me. I mean, we might see less cash in the future, but it won't be disappearing anytime soon. Though I have to say, it'll be good to get rid of those small coins.
Sam.
I agree that everyone's going to use credit cards more, but the problem is, if we don't have better security, then there'll be more fraud and identity theft and everything. It's just a thought, but if paper money becomes obsolete, then our grandchildren might be looking at it in museums.
Judith.
I think in the future, every phone will have a chip that carries all our personal information. You know, our bank details and everything. We may not even need credit or debit cards, so you'll just use your cell phone when you buy things. It's already happening in some parts of the world, which is interesting.